You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. Hey there, Power Pearlers. Welcome to another episode. Today is a pretty special because I'm actually joined by Amy Palmer and Allison Green from the Barocco Yarn Design Team. And they're here today to chat about what's happening with their Choose Your Own Adventure Cables Knit Along, which, by the way, starts today, which is October 1st. And it runs through November 30th. So you guys get 2 full months of excitement. So be sure to listen to the end because we'll also be sharing details about a very special giveaway. So you don't want to miss that. And if you're listening in real time, you can get started ASAP because remember that a knit along lives on, which means you can hop on at any time. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later and how you can, you know, you can join and, you know, just sign up and get going today. So the ladies will be talking about what makes this knit along special and why you should join this free and really amazing event. And I know that once you listen to my conversation with Amy and Allison, your needles will be itching to get started. So, without further ado, let's get started. Amy and Allison, welcome to Power Pearls Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. So, before we dive into the details about the knit along, let's start off with the both of you sharing just a little bit of background about yourself and what you do at Barocco. And so, I'm just going to dive right in, and Amy, I'll start with you. So, why don't you go for it?
My name's Amy Palmer. I'm the media director for Barocco Yarn, which means I do all of the writing is what we say. I write the Knit Bits newsletter, which is a free newsletter that goes out every Tuesday, with free patterns and great tips for knitting and crochet. I do all of our blog posts. I do all of our social media. And I do most of the chatting in our Barocco Lovers group on Ravelry.
Awesome.
You write copy for lots of other things.
That's true. So. I just write everything.
Yeah. I mean, you do a lot. You do so much, Amy. It's amazing. So that was a very modest introduction, but that's okay. Okay. So Allison, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am the manager of the design team. So I do a lot of different things. My job is probably the most all over the place in our office, I would say. So I do some designing. I do a lot of technical editing and kind of coordinating our technical editing process. I coordinate all of our sample knitters, so getting all of the pieces ready for photography. Assorted other tasks.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a hodgepodge and just trying to keep everybody else in line.
Everybody in line, right?
That's always the hardest part.
Definitely.
Herding cats. Sometimes the math is hard though.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Sorry. I'm not used to having two guests at one time. So I do apologize. I
didn't mean to cut you off.
So as you were saying, you were going to say something else, I think.
Oh, I have no idea what else.
Okay, that's all right. No problem. But so also you've got Amy Christophers. She's the design director.
Yes. So she makes all the design assignments. She does certainly the most designing of all of us. I was going to say the majority of the designing, but in any case, she really, determines the direction that all the collections are going to take. As well as our Knit Bits free patterns, kind of, you know, figures out what those assignments are going to be, and directs our photo shoots. We just had our spring 19 photo shoot over the last couple of weeks, including yesterday. So Amy Palmer is there at those shoots and, is a little tired from that.
It's a little bit
exhausting.
But we've got some great things coming up for spring and summer. So we're excited to show that to you guys very soon.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
We want to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, how about this, the spring collection that you just shot. And so how many patterns are in the collection, by the way?
Well, that's a great question. I don't have the, the exact number of the total collection, but it's, well, I could probably figure it out pretty quickly. So coming up for this spring, which is a pretty typical season for us, we have five booklets, which will be, they'll be both pattern booklets and then individual PDFs, which are 6 pieces each. And then we also will have 4 PDF only collections that will get released throughout the course of the spring. So that would mean you have 46 pieces in the collection, plus all of the Nippets pieces.
Yes, we shot probably between 14 to 17 pieces
per day.
We had a 4-day photo shoot, so we've got 56 to more than 50 patterns coming out in the next few months.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are amazing. You're like superwomen. I swear. It's amazing what you guys can accomplish over there. I'm just so impressed.
One of the things I think that like we always joke about a lot is that Barocco, I think to a lot of knitters, seems like a really big company, but actually there's very few of us here in the office. Like it's not really that big.
No.
So,
there are fewer than 20 people working full time in the office.
Yeah. And our whole, including the warehouse and everything. Yeah.
And I've been there and I just was, oh my gosh, I love it. The whole place, the office environment. And then I got a tour, Warren Wheelock, the president of the company, gave me a tour of of the warehouse. And he showed, you know, how the machines work and the winders work. And I'm probably not saying the names right of these, but it was like, it was so cool. And let me tell you, I got some amazing photos. I still love to reuse those on social media because they were just the most awesome, you know, it was just really cool. But yeah, you guys have a really unique setup over there. Yeah. So, so did you go on location for this? Like, where did you shoot this season? I mean, we'll get into the knit along, but I just wanted to ask a little bit more about this because you guys just came off of it.
Totally. It's very fresh in my mind. So we shot mostly in Rhode Island, which is where the Barocco headquarters are located. We shot last week. Seems like such a blur. Where did we shoot last week?
Last week
we were in North Kingston, Rhode Island at a really cute house that has this giant field in the background. And then we shot at a house that's actually not too far from our office, on the Massachusetts side of the border, which is going to be amazing. I don't want to say anything more about that because I want it to be a surprise. on this Wednesday, we were on the beach and it was pouring down rain to start the morning. Because it was so rainy and so gray, I forgot to put sunscreen on. So then when the sun came out in the afternoon, along with like huge gusts of wind, I have massive sunburn on my shoulders right now.
Oh my goodness.
Got to plan ahead for these things.
Yeah, most definitely. But it's so exciting. I mean, I remember when I was with Creative Knitting, my favorite thing was the photo shoot.
Yeah.
But it only took us 2 days to do that. But you guys definitely have that beat. So, all right. So let's switch gears a little bit, shall we? And we'll talk about the knit along. So basically what are the details, give us the rundown and all that good stuff. So you guys can tag team, jump in, whoever wants to talk first, go for it.
I'll start. So this is one of our, we call them choose your own adventure knit-alongs, because we're not dictating which pattern people knit or which yarn they use. The only rules that we're asking for are that people choose a Barocco pattern that has cables in it and is a garment, and that they use a Barocco yarn. That Barocco yarn can be like a stash yarn that they've had up for 10 years or whatever. It doesn't have to be, they don't have to go out and buy brand new yarn. They don't have to buy a pattern because we have plenty of free patterns that have cables. And there is a blog post at blog.barocco.com that has 50 plus pattern suggestions. And there's even more than that happening in our Baroque Lovers Group on Ravelry. A lot of people are knitting patterns that aren't mentioned in that blog post. So there's lots of ideas, lots of inspiration for people who like to knit cables. Or who haven't knit cables before. We do have some people joining the knit along who have never knit cables before. And that's one of the things that I like to focus on with doing knit alongs is the educational aspect of it. So if the cables are something you haven't done before, or you feel really, really intimidated by them, we're here to help you. I have dubbed Allison the cables queen of the office because she loves to knit cables and it's beautiful cables. And I'm going to make her help me write some blog posts to help educate people on cables.
I do love cables.
Why do you love cables, Allison?
I love cables. I feel like there are so many possibilities with cables. There's so many different kinds of cables. Plus they're really squishy. So for the knit along, I'm going to be knitting, my own design, Ryasa in, Katina, Baroque Katina is the yarn, and it's a very squishy yarn and it has very squishy cables. So I'm just really excited about having, I'm not really looking forward to winter, but I am looking forward to, I feel that my winter will be, warmed considerably by my very squishy sweater. But I've always loved knitting cables. Early on when I was in my early 20s, I decided I wanted to learn how to make cables, and I bought Alice Darmore's Erin Knitting book, which I think was like new at the time. Shows you how old I am. and I didn't know who Alice Darmore was, that she's, I mean, talk about the cables queen. She's, as color work, but that was like, oh, this book looks good. And that book had such, it really broke it down by like, and I just made all these swatches and learned how to make cables and then jumped into like very advanced cable knitting because I was crazy.
Well, one of the things that I really love about cables is that they have a very visual impact, but they're not really that hard.
Right.
Like once you sort of grasp the concept that all you're doing is knitting or purling the stitches slightly out of order, you're just moving them around.
Yeah.
And that's all that makes the cable. Then it just becomes like almost meditative. It's very, once you get in that habit of it, it's really simple, but then you have this high impact, very beautiful project at the end that looks like it's so hard.
Right. Exactly. It's one of those things that looks a lot harder than it really is. But once you break it down and you just follow the instructions of like, these stitches go to the front, knit those stitches, knit them, knit those ones that you have on hold. It's really not that hard. And yeah, it makes a huge effect.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you mentioned that because, I think that people do get really intimidated by cables and they just look hard. That's really all that it comes down to, like you said.
Yeah.
And because you're knitting and purling, unlike, you don't have to worry about yarn overs, you don't have to worry about knit two togethers, although some cables get pretty complex, yeah. But for the most part, if you're talking about like a standard 2x2, 4x4, whatever, like a very complex looking cable is easy because of, you're just moving those stitches, like you said. And I love how you said it has a very meditative quality, because that's the thing. I always love that. I'm always looking for that when it comes to my knitting and how can I use this like in a contemplative way that, sounds, I know that sounds woo-woo, but I can't help it. That's just how I am, So, but great. No, that is awesome. And, so I think this is going to be really empowering for everyone involved. And so I'm also really happy to hear that you have, tips, tutorials, and that sort of support along the way. Mm-hmm. So can you maybe share a little bit more about how you'll empower the participants to feel confident about knitting cables? So like you mentioned the blog and some tutorials, but are you going to be doing any videos? Like what is your game plan for that?
We currently have some videos and we'll be sharing them in our Ravelry group, which is where most of the discussion is taking place, since Ravelry is free and no one has to like pay money to sign up or join Facebook or anything like that. You can just join your join the Ravelry group and start talking there. And we will have posts and some videos on the blog as well, and they will always be linked both on the Ravelry group and on social media. So if people are following along on social media, they can find them that way.
Okay. So they can go to the, so the Facebook page, the Barocco Facebook page, they can actually see some videos that you might link to on the Facebook page. Are you doing any live videos for this, or basically you're going to just link to existing tutorials or maybe create some new material?
Unfortunately, we don't really have the setup yet to do live Facebook videos. That's something that's been on the back of my mind, and it's just not, hasn't come together yet. So there won't be any live videos, but we definitely be sharing some old videos, possibly some new videos, as well as blog content on Facebook. And the our social media handle is Barocco Yarn. So we're Barocco Yarn on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Pinterest, everywhere you might want to talk about knitting.
And as far as live videos go, I mean, I will be doing one, and I was going to talk about that at the end, but just since we're on that subject, so I'll be doing a little kind of a swatch retrospective of some of the cable patterns and the yarns, the new hot new yarns. So that'll be cool. So we can get people excited over there.
And we'll be sharing that.
Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah, that'll be great. So yeah, we'll definitely. No, go ahead.
One of the other things, just I was thinking about, you know, your question about empowering knitters in the knit along. One of the things that I really love about Barocco's knit alongs is there's a community that has sprung up around these knit alongs. That they end up doing their own knit alongs on the side when we're not running one. They're really, really actively engaged. And so one of the things I always love seeing as I'm reading through the forum posts in Ravelry is how everybody is helping each other. So, you know, we try to keep up, especially Amy keeps up with, you know, reading through every post and making sure people's questions are being addressed. But sometimes before she can even get in there, somebody else in the community has sprung up and answered people's questions, gotten through whatever trouble spots they're having. And I just love seeing knitters sharing, you know, sharing those resources together.
That's probably the most empowering thing about our knit-alongs is that there is a sense of community. Like those people, we've got a core group of maybe five people now who have done all of our knit-alongs this year, and they're very like friends now. Like none of them live near each other, but they have their online friends who help them get through any knitting problems. They'll ask questions about projects that aren't even ours, and it's great because it's just like keep empowering each other and helping each other learn and like encouraging each other. And that's the beauty of knit-alongs, I think, period. And it's definitely something that's been developing in our Barocco lovers group recently, which is, it's so nice to see. Yeah. Shout out to Gabby and Miriam and Debbie. I forgot everyone else's names right now, but
yeah. That's great. No, it's amazing how people just step up. It really is. It's beautiful. I mean, it really, really is. So do you see people that come back late, like later, or let's say, you know, the, what I mean by that is let's say the live knit along is over. So these will continue in the Barocco lovers group on Ravelry. Do you see that people kind of keep the buzz going, or maybe, like you said, they start their own knit along on the side of a knit along, or maybe they can, they start something in between a live knit along. Do you see that happen to keep?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So last summer we did a remix light knit along, which was technically a choose your own adventure. You could have used any pattern that was in our remix light book. But most people knit this pattern called Darrow Show that Allison designed. It's a beautiful top-down seamless yoke sweater. And everybody fell in love with it. And most of the people in the knit-along knit that. But I think I just saw someone a few weeks ago post their finished Darrow Show.
Oh, cool.
Or their second or third Darrow Show. That happened. And so those posts stay live forever. And people come back and ask questions later on. And, you know, I'm happy to answer them, and the people who are in our community also will keep track of them and answer them too if I'm out of the photo shoot or something and I can't get to it right away. So the we sort of stop. It stops being our focus after the end of the knit along, but it never dies. It never goes away. We don't archive any of them. So if anyone wanted to see like any of our old knit alongs, like we did a Lopi sweater knit along at the beginning of this year, and there, people are still posting in that frequently still.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, and that's what I wanted to ask that because, you know, if people are listening to this episode, you know, let's say it's a year from now, fast forward, I mean, whatever, or 3 months or whatever it is, they can still like get in on the excitement because let's say they post a question about this particular knit along after the fact, you're going to get in there and answer it, or someone else in the community is going to jump on that. So that's a really important point because, you know, I think what happens sometimes, because this is going live, by the way, the day you guys, this is like technically today's the day, even though we're recording this earlier. But when the Power Pearls audience hears this, it'll be October 1st. And sometimes what happens is I think some people get like, oh no, it started. And, you know, I can't, but it's all month. It's 2 months, right? This is 2 months long.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so everybody ends up knitting at different paces anyway, because we all have different knitting speeds, different time in available for knitting. Sadly, none of us, even those of us who work at Barocco, don't get to sit and knit all day.
So true, yeah.
You know, even out of the gate, everybody's at a different spot in the knit along, and that's totally fine.
That's great. And, you know, and you're giving the 2 months mostly because it is so that they can complete a sweater, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But what if someone feels like they don't have time, they're overwhelmed, they're not a sweater knitter, and they're on your page, they see a hat with really cool cables or a scarf. What do you say about that? Can they do that? Can they just still do this knit along?
I mean, sure. Most of the educational aspect will be focused on garment knitting with cables. But cables can be lifted out of garments and put on hats or scarves or whatever. I think we've got one woman who wants to knit a blanket in cables, and I'm like, that's a lot more knitting than a sweater, so you go right ahead with that. We just wanted to empower people to feel like they can use a cabled garment. But for people who maybe aren't comfortable with cables or want more practice with it, if there's a Barocco pattern that they want to make that's cables, and it's not a garment, that's fine. We'd love to have them.
Right. It's not like we're going to, you know, kick you out of this.
I've never kicked anybody out of this line.
Yeah. But, you know, here it is. It's like, take a chance, you guys. Like, you use that word again, empower. I love that word. That's like you'll see it on my website. That's like in caps on the Power Pearls website. So, and to, you know, say, hey, you know what? I am going to get in there and I'm going to try to make a sweater and I'm going to take a chance. And Amy and Allison and the rest of the Barocco team and the community members, they're going to be there to help me. So there's nothing to be afraid of, right? I mean, come on, let's have some fun.
No, I mean, so if you want like real world examples, like with the Dara Show pattern knit along last year, like there were people who had never knit sweaters before, who had never knit in the round before, and they finished their sweaters and they fit and they love them. Similarly with our Lopi knit along earlier this year, people had never done straighted color work or they'd never done bottom up sweaters before, and they finished them and they were super happy with them. So we're here to help. Like, please ask us questions and just trust yourself is really the biggest thing. Like, you can do this.
Right. I think one of the things that often intimidates people who don't have a lot of experience or any experience knitting sweaters is the fit aspect. Mm-hmm. And I think the group does a really nice job consulting with folks who have a question about, like, well, what size should I make? And how am I going to ensure that this thing is really going to come out the right size? Of, like, you know, I think we all beat the drum about gauge swatches pretty hard, and for good reason, because they are important. So, you know, I think that aspect of it can be really helpful, having that community holding your hand a little bit about sizing a sweater, because I think that gives a lot of newer knitters a lot of anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
It sounds like you have a lot of cheerleaders in there, because, you know, I know that a lot of knitters hate doing that gauge swatch, but whatever you can do to make it fun and, you know, people that are going to kind of cheer you on, that's huge. That's real, because it's, you know, especially for a sweater, you need to have a gauge swatch. And I love how you said that And I just wanted to mention this as an important point, again, because, you know, you're seeing project completion, that people are finishing their sweaters. And I know from experience, you know, I've been in shops, right, where people, they don't finish, they're afraid, or they run into a problem and then they're not getting the support. And the bottom line is once they're empowered, you know, they do it, they finish that sweater, it's huge, because they're going to make another sweater and they're going to actually feel like, wow, I am actually a garment maker, you know, not just a hat maker or a scarf. Like, so that is really awesome that people are finishing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is such an amazing feeling when you, I mean, even I've been knitting for, I don't know how many years, 30 years or something. Maybe not that long, but almost 25. Anyway, I've been knitting for a long time.
Long time.
And it's still so exciting when I can put on a garment that I've made. It just feels like nothing else, of like, you know, and walking around out in the world being like, someone says, oh, I like your sweater. Like, I made this. Like,
oh, yeah.
Feel like a badass.
Yeah, I love it.
Sorry, I hope the language is okay.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, so I totally feel you. I'm like, yeah, I'm a knitter and I make sweaters. It's like, woohoo, you know, like that's the coolest thing going. So yeah, we all think that. But okay, so what about fibers? Let's talk a little bit about fiber and like the kind of yarns. Like, let's get a little scientific. I mean, maybe not really that scientific, but like what, you know, what, because I, you know, certain yarns help the cables pop a little bit better. So Yes. What kind of like plied yarns, or, you know, is roving good? I know that roving can be good depending on the kind, whatever, but like, you know, do you stay away from variegated? Like, what is your advice in that category?
I'm going to make Allison answer this.
Okay. I mean, I think there are a lot of good possibilities, you know, but certainly some yarns will make the cables pop more than others. I mean, in terms of like variegated, I think it depends. Mm-hmm. A really heavily variegated yarn, it might really overwhelm the cable. I think my strategy with variegated yarns is usually to keep the patterning as simple as possible. So it also depends on what kind of cables you're doing, right? Like a very simple rope cable might look lovely in a variegated yarn, but if you're doing a more complex cable, that might, you know, the patterning of the yarn and the patterning of the stitch may fight each other. In terms of fibers, I mean, I'm a natural fibers girl. I think one of the things that I love about wool particularly is that it's got such a bounce to it that I think that really helps those cables pop.
Mm-hmm. I can interject for just one second. I agree. Like, I do prefer natural fibers for pretty much everything, but we've got some great patterns in Barocco Comfort, which is
true.
I don't remember what the makeup is right now.
It's an acrylic. Yeah. Right. The synthetic yarn, and that is an acrylic that is pretty bouncy,
yes,
in itself. So and in terms of the texture too, I think that's an important thing. Like, it can be really interesting to do cables in a fuzzy yarn, but again, similar to a variegated kind of situation, you know, the more complicated your yarn looks, the simpler you want your cables to be for that cable to really show up. Sometimes with a fuzzier yarn, a really big chunky cable might look really cool, but finer cables are just not going to show up. So for most cable sweaters, I would pick a pretty simple, smooth yarn.
Barocco Ultra Alpaca or Barocco Vintage or Barocco Ultra Wool. Mm-hmm. But like I said, Comfort is also a very smooth worsted weight yarn.
Absolutely. Chainettes often look really nice in cables. So Katina, which I'm using for the knit along, is a chainette construction, which is like kind of, it's like if you look closely at the strand of yarn, it's like the yarn itself is knitted. Just to kind of try to explain what chainette
like
is.
Like a little tiny I-cord almost.
Yes.
You say?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So those yarns can often, I find, are often really nice to show off cable textures. And they often are kind of very lightweight for whatever they're made of. So that can be a really nice construction to work with.
Yeah. Another thought, I personally love cables with tweedy yarns.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Broco Tuscan tweed, Broco Inca tweed, if you can find Broco Blackstone tweed somewhere, those are great choices for cable sweaters. And we have tons of patterns in those yarns that have beautiful cables.
Yeah.
And you can also use bulky yarns.
Well, definitely. I mean, I think it's about experimenting. I mean, like I, for, you know, this live video that I'm going to be doing in a couple of days, I like to do a little, and I'm calling it a retrospective because it's, I'm taking a range of Broco yarns and I'm taking one cable and playing around and see how they look, how the cable looks in different kinds of yarns. And, you know, one might be really, you know, really drastically different than the other. So like, for example, Mercado, I knit a particular, like a banjo cable in one of the patterns. And then I played with it in the, now I'm going to get this name. It's in the new collection. I think Riel? No, maybe
yeah,
not.
Riel.
It's fuzzy. But it looks really amazing. In fact, it looks better than the Mercado in this particular cable because it pops in certain areas. Cause Briel almost has like a little, like with this fuzzy, it's got the halo, but then it's cotton, right? In the actual yarn, it's a cotton alpaca. So anyway, it really like is, it has this definition that I didn't expect. So I'm going to talk about that. But, and like, you know, doing like, you could do like a loose drunk cable, so to speak, like with a thick, thin and an unexpected fiber too, right? I mean, so there's no rule. There are no rules, although you can get a little academic, but you know, why not try things out, right?
Well, and that kind of brings me back to my favorite topic of swatching, because I just have to put in another plug for swatching, because swatching really is not only about getting a gauge, but it's also about like, do I like the fabric? Like sometimes it's like you can force a yarn into the gauge that the pattern is written in, but it doesn't feel good or it doesn't look good. And really, I think knitters should be, again, empowered, again, another great theme through this podcast, like to really take control of their knitting and be think critically about it and about how it looks. And so again, like with, you know, different fibers and different constructions and different kinds of cables, I think it's a great idea when you're choosing your yarn to like just buy one ball and play around with it and swatch the cable, not just like if your gauge is given in stockinette and so you're going to get the size, but you know, swatch the cable chart too and see how you like how it looks. As much as like I totally know that feeling of like I just want to start my project, it really is worth it in the end to spend some time experimenting with different needle sizes and different yarns and all of that stuff up front. You're going to get a much better result. And, you know, it's the process and the product, right? You do want to be able to wear that sweater after and be like, I love this thing that I made.
Absolutely. I mean, you're totally speaking my language, and I'm going to be talking about this during the live video because it's all about like taking that swatch, the chart, you know, because like you know, you see a sweater that you like, but what if that cable, what if you just don't like how it looks in the yarn that you chose or you're just not feeling it? You know what I mean? So it's like, wow, like you can just sit there, you know, till the cows come home swatching, you know, I know I'll just sit with a bunch of yarns. You know, because I pulled all my Broco yarns out and just like swatch, like make all these little beautiful swatches, and you know, you can touch them and feel them and roll around in them. It doesn't matter, you know. But that's it. Like so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so much better to, if you do find, oh, you know what, I don't like the way this cable looks in this yarn, it's so much better to find that out on a swatch than after you've cast on 200 stitches for your whole sweater.
Yes.
Oh, so true. Okay.
And then you don't realize it until you're 6 inches in, you know, I'm just not feeling this. It's so much better to find that out on a 6-inch swatch than
a whole sweater. So I have some yarns from the fall winter collection that I'm playing around with, plus a few that are, I mean, I've got, you know, Broco yarns coming out of the rafters in my house. So, but are there, you mentioned some yarns that work well, like Blackstone, tweed, Inca tweed, Comfort, Mercado. I know that's been around, right? Or is that new? That's new for fall winter.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's that. I was playing around with Brielle. I actually tried, just because experimentation, I tried working with Arrow, but it just didn't, you can't just, I couldn't see anything pop out on that. So it's all about the canvas of the color, you know, the ground, like a good, like, you know, stockinette, whatever, or open work for that one. But yeah, so are there any yarns, that you feel like you are really wanting to highlight for, and that you recommend for the knit along? Because people like to, you know, like, hey, try this, do this. You know what I mean? Yeah, a little direction. So what do you think?
Well, Mercado is a great choice for this knit along. If you look at the patterns we have for Barocco Mercado, there's a lot of cables in them. There's a lot of texture. There's a great men's sweater that Allison designed called Gateshead.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful coat that our coworker Donna Yacino designed called Morton. If you are new to cables, there's a bonnet.
Oh, yeah.
That Allison designed. There's a hat that goes with it too, right?
Yeah, there is also a traditional Morbini that uses the same cables as the bonnet.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a couple of cowl patterns that use a twisted stitch cable pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of options in Mercado. And like I said, it's a brand new yarn. It's 2-ply?
It is 2-ply, yep. With, Aran weight.
Aran weight, yeah. And it's Peruvian, 100% Peruvian wool.
Yeah, it's a really nice traditional Aran yarn.
But yes, Allison is a fan.
It's my jam.
Yeah, and so these patterns that you're talking about, along with, I know, the other fall winter yarns, what pattern book volume are these?
It's number 400, Barocco Mercado.
Okay, that's great. No, and just in case, you know, and any other yarns that you feel you are highlighting specifically for this knit along?
Well, we always love ultra wool. An ultra alpaca and vintage. Those are all great yarns. There's plenty of patterns in all of those that use cables. They're just good, solid, you know, the workhorse yarns that have been around for a while, have a lot of colors to choose from, have really great qualities. Like they each have different qualities that make them really unique. Like ultra alpaca is a blend of wool and alpaca. So it's got a little bit of, halo from the alpaca, but it's not so much that it obscures any cables, and it's the way it's plied, it comes up with really nice crisp cables.
Yeah, and I love vintage, by the way. So vintage, yeah. I mean, the colors are amazing. Like, and it's a family of, you know, you've got you probably added one, but I think you did a couple years ago. So worsted, bulky, super bulky, and isn't there like a fingering or DK? Yeah, that's right.
And vintage is great too, because it's a blend of synthetic fibers and wool, so it's machine washable.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are someone who does not want to hand wash her sweaters, or you want to make them for someone else who you don't trust to hand wash their sweaters, vintage is a great choice for that, because you can put it in the washing machine. I have put it in the dryer. I don't know that I recommend it, but it's possible.
Sure. That's my favorite, hands down. I mean, you guys know, when I was at Creative Knitting, I think I always like had a vintage, something with vintage in the magazine, but I personally love it. It is a great yarn. It is. It really, really is.
And Ultra Wool is our newest workhorse yarn. It's 100% super wash wool. So again, it's machine washable, very kid friendly, very like gift friendly.
And that one you actually can put in the dryer on low. In fact, I recommend it. The knitting I found tends to grow a little bit when you wash it, but then you put it in the dryer on low, and it bounces right back, and it holds out really well.
Well, thanks for sharing all that. That's awesome. So you guys, I know you're tired. You know, you just came off this, you know, this photo shoot. So I think we can start to wrap up. But before we do, I just want to share some details, because you guys are being so generous, because we have a special giveaway. So I'm going to share a little bit about that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, you get 3 chances to win the Kermantle kit. It is a sweater. Actually, Amy is making this sweater for the knit along, right, Amy?
Yes.
And it is in the Noragon volume 15. Now, by the way, it's this kit. So it's a kit with the Kermantle pattern, but you're getting the the pattern booklet, which I think has like 12-ish, maybe even 16 patterns, which is so amazing. And it is made with, this pattern is made with ultra alpaca. So, you know, that's the suggested pattern, but of course you're going to get the volume. So that's pretty nice, but you get enough yarn that you get enough of the ultra alpaca to make kermantle, and you get to pick your color. All right. So for your chance to win, you can go to powerpearlspodcast.com/Barocco giveaway. And the deadline to enter is October 15th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys, you got 2 weeks from today. All right. So, So now I'm going to just sort of recap like how you guys can join, and then I'll pop back over to Amy and Allison to see if they have anything to share before we sign off. So you guys head on over to Ravelry and join the Barocco Lovers group, or you can visit the link that Allison and Amy mentioned earlier. But I also created a handy dandy little link for you guys so you could easily remember it. So if you go to powerpearlspodcast.com/knitwithBarocco, and that's one word, so you'll go to the blog post, a full rundown, talking about all the stuff that, you know, it has all the stuff we've talked about here. You'll get to learn about the rules, which are very minimal because it's a, you know, choose your own adventure. You'll see some yarn, you know, some pattern suggestions and yarn suggestions, and how you can actually join the Ravelry group if you're already not a member. So you'll get that there. And then you can join me on the Power Pearls Facebook page this coming Wednesday, October 3rd, for my live video, which will be a preview. I'm reviewing a collection of some of the cable swatches that I've made with Barocco patterns and some of their hot new fall winter yarns. So I hope that you guys will join me for this swatch retrospective to get some tips and inspiration to keep you really excited during these 2 months. So, Amy and Allison, before we say goodbye, is there anything else you would like to share?
Come knit with us.
Yes.
Come on in, the water's fine. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. This is great. So you guys, thank you so much for joining me. This was great. So you both take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Amy and Allison. And by the way, I did not let you know what time I was going live on the Facebook, Power Pearls Facebook page. So I will let you know what that is, so you can definitely make the time, because I hope you can make it live. So again, it's October 3rd, and I'm going to be doing like a little retrospective, so to speak. So you get a taste, a cable tasting, so to speak. And I'm going live at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on October 3rd. So please join me over there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's it. I think that's it. We did it. So thanks for joining me. It was really fun to finally have some guests on the show again. I know it's been a while, so I'd love to hear what you think. You know, I am being very particular about the guests that I do have on the show. I am doing a lot of new things, but if you love this, reach out, let me know, even give me a review on iTunes. You know, it's really important, because the more reviews I get, the more reach, right? The more people get to enjoy the show, because, you know, iTunes will just share it with more people and let people know that it exists. So if you could go over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review and rating, that would be so awesome. All right, you guys. So that wraps things up. So I will see you next time.